on the app, online, and across the Cape on 567 AM. This is Cape Talk.
It's time for Barb's Wire, and Barbara Friedman joining me in studio this time around as opposed to on Skype. Hello, Barbara. Lovely to have you here.
Yeah, lovely to be here. But of course, thanks to Eskom load shedding that wiped out my modem.
Which is the reason why you had to be here very early in the morning with a very strong cup of coffee in order for us to have this conversation.
Yes.
Well, we start with that disturbing story that really broke on this show, I would imagine, on Friday, following a madman, a terrorist, who walked into two mosques in Christchurch in New Zealand and at random killed now 50 people.
Yeah, so this particular story that I'm highlighting is about the video that went started that was released by this man and uploaded to Facebook. And I mean, it is the most shocking video, which I really hope people aren't sharing. And I hope that that is being nipped in the bud. But of course, it already has gone viral throughout the world. But Facebook have now come out. They moved very quickly that day to shut it down, and they actually pulled it off the sites. But now numbers are coming out from Facebook where they're confirming that 1.5 million of those videos that had been shared were removed in the first 24 hours following the attack. And of those, 1.2 million videos were stopped before they were even uploaded. But, you know, that's probably a drop in the ocean. It's probably a much bigger number. They're not actually sure entirely. And I think it just raises those questions about, you know, what is Facebook doing to prevent that kind of video being uploaded? You know, are there checks and balances where they can see the content or flag certain content before it goes up? And people are asking those questions and saying, what kind of lessons have we learned here? And not only what lessons, but what are we going to do about it? Or what is Facebook going to do about it?
Important questions. Related to that, the egging of the Australian senator has rather gone viral.
Yeah, so this has gone viral, and a lot of people obviously in support of this young man who's 17 years old. He was at the Conservative Party, the Conservative National Party meeting in Melbourne, and the senator, Fraser Anning, had released a tweet where he said that the increasing Muslim presence was to blame, Muslim immigrants were to blame for this attack. And people were just so enraged and angry at his comment, and went on Twitter. And there was obviously a lot of viral feedback about that. But this young man, while he was being interviewed by the press at the rally, went up behind him. He actually had his camera in his hand, so he was filming it as he was going to egg him. And he smashed the egg on the senator's head. He was then tackled by a couple of guys there, was removed by police, later released. But since then, of course, there's divided opinion on it, although a lot of people are calling him hashtag eggboy hero and have created a fundraising page for his legal costs. And then lastly, a number of bands and festivals are giving him free concert tickets for life for what he did.
Which is the aspect of the story I have a problem with. We are rewarding what is unruly behavior. It's one thing making a political statement, but egging a senator is an assault, right? That's an illegal behavior. Why are we rewarding a 17-year-old boy who's making a political statement by egging a senator? I just don't believe it. I really, really can't believe it.
And just to add to that, it is quite a sort of violent smash in his head. And the senator then turns around and hits him in the face. So it becomes a violent interaction.
Really? I'm not a great fan. We have shared that video, by the way, on social media if you have not seen it yet. So hopefully you follow us both on Facebook and on Twitter and you'll be able to watch it and share your thoughts. Should this 17-year-old be celebrated the way that he is, given really the violent nature of his protest action? We finish with spaghetti bolognese that does not exist and is in fact fake news. What do you mean?
So the mayor of Bologna in Italy has come out and said that, you know, while we all think around the world classic Italian meals are a margherita pizza, lasagna, and of course spag bols, spaghetti bolognese, he's saying this is complete fake news and it's untrue, and that in Italy nobody eats a dish called spaghetti bolognese. He says that he actually tweeted about it. He's asking people to, he's collecting photographs of spaghetti bolognese from around the world because he's curious to see them. And he's asking people to send him all these pictures, which he wants to then put up in a kind of a display. But he says spaghetti bolognese does not exist. In fact, it's actually called ragu a la bolognese, which is the meat sauce, mm-hmm. and that it is never served with spaghetti. It is always served with a stronger pasta type with more of a surface to hold the sauce, like tagliatelle.
I blame the Americans. They probably brought us the spaghetti bolognese that we thought was attributable to the wonderful town of Bologna in Italy. Thank you very much, Barbara. She's back with Kino Kamis tomorrow morning. It's 14 minutes past 6.